First John chapter 2 and verse 18, please. Little children, it is the what? Last hour. Anybody know that it's not the last hour? It's the last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even so many Antichrists have come. We can see that in the Democratic Party and everything else. And the House of Representatives and, amen, Congress. You can see it all over the world. There are Antichrists all over. Even now many Antichrists have come, which by which we know that it is the last hour. Why? Because they're all being exposed. There's something about what's happening right now. God is gathering them. There is great gatherings right now. Hallelujah. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they'd been with us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made what? Manifest. That none of them were of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. So if you know all things, then you know what's going on. If you're walking in the Spirit, if you're seeking deep things of God, if you're pressing into the presence of God, if you're walking in His love. I have not written to you because you don't know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ, the Anointed One? You know, that's a simple way to find out if somebody's truly a believer or not. You believe Jesus is the Christ? If they make excuses, then you know, see ya. He is Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son is the Father also. Therefore, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that He's promised us, eternal life. These things I have written to you, not you concerning those who what? Try to deceive you. But the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in Him. Again, many gatherings of falling away is happening right now. Many people who started right and are not right now. In other words, they're trying to justify, they're compromising, they're trying to give excuses why they shouldn't gather. Many gatherings of falling away, individuals, many of them are getting arrested. Amen? God's gathering them and arrested. He's arresting the wickedness. He's exposing of the unjust. All of these He's gathering together so that the world can see. So we're seeing great gatherings right now globally. In 2 Timothy 4, verse 1. I mean, that's what you're seeing on the news is all these gatherings. God is gathering them all up, exposing them. I charge you before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at His appearing in His kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up or gather for themselves, what? Teachers. And they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your calling and purpose and destiny. Again, itching ears, they're heaping up, they're gathering their own teachers to support their deceptional agenda. It's being exposed. They can't hide from it anymore. The hiding is over. They can't get away with it anymore. Because the glory of God is penetrating all areas of the world. 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 7. Now therefore it is already an utter failure for you that you go to law against one another. Why do you not rather accept wrong? Why you do not rather let yourselves be cheated? No, you yourselves do wrong and cheat, and you do these things to your brethren. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. Is God gathering these individuals? Yes. And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of our Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. And that's what many people are being deceived there, because they're being brought under the power of deception and not even knowing it. They may do some things that seem to be right, but there's something that's wrong. If you're doing, see, people may do things right, but agree with what's wrong. Does everybody understand what I just said? People are doing what's right, but they're agreeing with what's wrong. So really, behind closed doors, they're agreeing with what's wrong. But in front of people, they're doing what's right. This is gathering of those that love self. They love self in the world, and they are disqualified for heaven. And they don't even know it. 1 Corinthians 5, verse 1. It is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you, and such sexual immorality is not even named among the Gentiles, that a man has his father's wife. And you are puffed up and have not rather mourned that he who has done this thing might be taken away from among you. For I indeed, as absent in body but present in spirit, have already judged as though I were present him who has done this deed. And in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together along with my spirit, with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, so is there power in gathering. Yeah. Deliver such a one to Satan for destruction of the flesh, that his spirit may be saved in the day of Lord Jesus. Your glorying is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens a whole lump? Therefore purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed Christ our Passover was sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Gather together to destroy Satan's hold. You know, when we gather together and we're worshiping the Lord, there are people that you've prayed for that God is moving on behalf to break that yoke, break that hold. Luke 13, verse 34. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to what? Gather your children together, as a hen gathers her brood under the wings, but you were not willing. See, your house is left to you desolate, and assuredly I say to you, you shall not see me until the time comes when you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The Lord wants to truly gather his people. And that's what he's doing right now. He's gathering his people and positioning them. We've talked about that, being in position. In Matthew 13, 24. There are all there's multitude of gatherings. We call it the great gatherings now, because there are large numbers of individuals in these gatherings. Another parable he put forth to them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and went away. But when the grain had sprouted and produced a crop, then the tares also appeared." It seems like a lot of tares have appeared these days, haven't they? "So the servants of the owner came and said to him, 'Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have tares?' And he said to them, 'An enemy has done this.' The servants said to him, 'Do you want us to, do you want us then to go and gather them up?' But he said, 'No, lest while you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them.'" Again, so we've been wanting something done for generations, but it hasn't happened yet. But it's happening now. "Let both grow together until the harvest." We are in the harvest. It's not in great gatherings, but it's a great harvest. "And at that time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather together the tares and bind them in bundles to what? Burn." So what's going to be gathered first? The tares. That's what's happening right now. They're being gathered. "But gather the wheat into my barn." So the wicked will be gathered together first. They're going to be put in their place. First gathering the tares. We are, again, we're seeing it now. How about all of those that have been busted with Diddy and all that stuff, and all all these corrupt CEOs and presidents of other countries, and all of these people that are fleeing the country, the United States, trying to escape because they see that the gatherings have come together and they're arresting and gathering corrupt individuals. All of the perjurers and so forth, they're gathering all of them now. We are watching great gatherings. Go to Zephaniah 2 in verse 1. "Gather yourselves together." Yes, gather together. "An undesirable nation. Before the decree is issued, or the day passes like chaff, before the Lord's fierce anger comes upon you, before the day of the Lord's anger comes upon you. Seek the Lord, all you meek of the earth, who have upheld his justice. Seek righteousness. Seek humility. It may be that you will be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger. Gather yourself." Let me share with you a simple word for this. Get it together. Tighten up. Clean up. Amen. Come out from among them. Hebrews 10:19. Now we're watching wicked gatherings, but we're also seeing a lot of righteous gatherings. Amen. God is answering much prayer. In verse 19, "Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who has promised is what? Faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves." That means gathering. "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as some of the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." Gather yourselves. Get it together. Assemble. Gather together. It's called the great assembling. Amen. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 22. It says, now when they began to sing and praise the Lord, what did he do? He set what? Ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were what? Defeated. For the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of all the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. So God brought confusion, or they killed each other. So when Judah came to the place overlooking the wilderness, they looked toward the multitude, and there were their dead bodies falling on the earth. No one had escaped. How many of y'all know that praise has gone up more than ever before? I mean, it is praise of the body of Christ is such a sweet aroma to God. It has gone up like never before. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away their spoil, they found among them an abundance of valuables on the dead bodies and precious jewelry, which they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away. And they were there 3 days gathering the spoil because there was so much. There's going to be a gathering of spoil released to God's people. You know, I know for some people it's hard to receive or even believe. How is this going to happen? Don't figure it out how it's going to happen. That's not our responsibility. I'm telling you it's going to happen. God's telling you it's going to happen. He's told us. It's been prophesied over and over. There's confirmation more and more and more. We're about to see a great wealth exchange. The wealth of the wicked has been laid up for the righteous for a long time. But now God's granting his children access. Oh, hallelujah. Matthew 25. It's going to be a great gathering of wealth. Matthew 25 and verse 31. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. He will set the sheep on the right hand, but the goats on the left. I mean, again, I'm going to say this over. There's no coincidence there's a difference between the left and the right. I mean, that's no coincidence. Why the left are rebellious? Because that's what goat means, rebellious. Then a king will say to those who are on the right, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, you gave me food. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was a stranger, you took me in. I was naked, you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then a righteous answer was saying to him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you and thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you stranger and take you in or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. Then he will also say to those on the left, depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, you gave me no food. I was thirsty, you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick, and in prison, you didn't visit me. Then they will also answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry, thirsty, or stranger, or naked, or in prison, and did not minister to you? Then he will answer them, saying, assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into what? Eternal life. Sheep and goats. There's a gathering of that, even right now. Psalm 50, verse 1. the mighty one, God the Lord, has spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun to the going down. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God will shine forth. Our God shall come and shall not keep silent. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be every very tempest all around him. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth that he may judge his people. Gather my what? Saints together to me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Let the heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is a judge. So what's he saying? Gathering all my worshipers. Why, what is the sacrifice? The sacrifice of praise. Gather my worshipers. Daniel 12, 1 through 4. We'll see more and more of them. Gatherings that you didn't even imagine. In verse 1, at the time Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time your people shall be delivered, everyone who's found in the written in the what? Book of eternal life. They'll be delivered, but those who are not written, they'll have to go through hell on earth. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awaken, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall what? Increase. One of the things that's going to be happening is, you know, the gathering of righteous and the gathering of wicked, but you're going to see a gathering of much knowledge. Much knowledge, more and more technology. It's going to not only be gathered, the purpose of the gathering is to expose. Expose how much wickedness is being used with technology. Does anybody understand that? Because there's much of it. Isaiah 60. You know, the love of money is the root of all evil. And many of these individuals that are scamming, stealing, they're going to be gathered together. Let me share again, nobody gets away with it. Just don't get caught up in it with bitterness, unforgiveness, and stuff like that. Let it go, let God. God says he restores us sevenfold. While we're here on the earth, he will. As long as we let go and forgive and bless. He says if you forgive him and bless us, coals are going to come down on them. So praise God. It's going to happen. And his promises are true and he's faithful to complete what he started. We just can't quit. We can't let go. We can't give up. In verse 1, arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon us. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will rise over you. His glory will be seen upon you. Again, the body of Christ is going to be glorified big time here. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together to come to you. There'll be a great gathering that people will be coming to us. Coming to the body. Your son shall come from afar. Your daughter shall be nursed at your side. Then you shall see him become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you, and the wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. Hallelujah. It's a great gathering. I don't know if it's a great gathering of tuna or fish out of the sea. I have no idea. But, you know, it's good food. I know most homes are storing up a lot of cans of tuna these days. So maybe that's what he's talking about, gathering to see. Because you don't know what's getting ready to happen, do you? But we know something's going to happen. But we're going to still get blessed no matter what. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our what? Gathering together to him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. In other words, many people are going to freak out thinking they missed it. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. Now that is so prophetically released that it's like, how can we miss that? It's simple. That means the falling away will come first, and the man of sin, the son of perdition, who is the Antichrist, will be revealed. He isn't revealed yet, is he? No. When he is revealed, you know something's going to happen, man. Who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. We will see this before we're taken out of here, you know. We are the restrainers. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things. And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he, the Holy Spirit, is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be what? Revealed. When the Lord will eventually consume him with the breath of his mouth and destroy him with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders. We haven't seen this yet. And we've been dealing with lies and signs and wonders and Satan's kingdom, but we haven't seen the person who is the Antichrist. I mean, there's many Antichrists out there, but not the origin, the one with authority. And with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. For this reason, God will send them strong delusion, that they should believe the lie, and that they all may be condemned who do not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Wow. So we see that's happening now. There's a gathering of that. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And I'll close here in verse 13. But I don't want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep or passed in Christ, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Christ Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord. So this is not by anyone else but the word of the Lord. That we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Now, let me share something with you, because I keep seeing all of these stuff on YouTube about how cremation is not of God. I'm like, how stupid can these people get? Like, God doesn't know where you're scattered? In fact, it's just the body. It says the body's going back to dust, right? And we're going home to the Lord. So that it's amazing to me. But you know why? They don't know the Spirit. They can't interpret the Word of God correctly. So they, and then they create their own. That's another gathering of stupid religions. I mean, it's just a whole gathering in itself. You got all kinds of doctrines, even in the body of Christ, that are plumb dumb. And then they battle one another of who's right and who's wrong, but who cares? You want to say stupid? Go ahead. When you get in the Spirit and the anointing teaches you all things, you know all things. You'll have great revelation. There are people who still don't believe in tongues, casting out devils, laying hands on the sick. They still don't believe any of that. That's to their shame. My dad paid the price for everything. We want to take every drop of blood that was paid so that we can overcome all things. We have the weaponry. We have the power. We have the keys. We have it all. We have no excuse. Amen. Hallelujah. So the dead will rise first. Does everybody get it? I don't know if we're going to see graves open or not. I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. That's how it happened last time, didn't it? When Jesus rose from the dead, graves opened up and then people came out. Woohoo! Then they went into the city, freaked everybody out. I mean, that was probably the greatest revival day in history. I bet you everybody in their areas got saved. We need to have more of that, don't we? Then those who are alive and remain shall be caught up together. I love that, together. Great gathering, isn't it? With them in the clouds to meet the Lord where? In the air. He's not going to touch the earth. We will go to meet him. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. In other words, tribulation, well, great tribulation, because the son of perdition isn't going to be revealed till mid-tribulation. So, I'm not going to argue with people whether they believe in pre-trib, after-trib, middle-trib. I don't care. Trib out, you know. It doesn't matter. As long as we're going home. And if we are during the whole time, we're not accounted for the wrath. Amen? The wrath of God. But what we are accounted for is to be a sign and wonder for God. To be a witness during all of these things. And to gather together as a body of Christ, whole, healthy, wealthy, prosperous, victorious in all things. Amen? The Bible says two or three gather together. What happens? He's in the midst. They touch and agree. He's always talking about gathering. He calls us his children. You know he's a family man. Amen? And he doesn't need to have a wife to produce offspring. He created man to do that. He was just sending spirits in. But we are watching a great gathering all over. There are more gatherings than you and I can count. There's so much going on. Overwhelming. I mean, there are things, man, there's so many things on the news, this, that, not on the real, I mean, on the fake news, there ain't nothing except for lies. There's a lot of gathering of lies and deception. Amen. But on the real news, there's gatherings of all kinds of truth and knowledge and understanding. A lot of things are being revealed. Scientific things are being revealed. Things that are healthy. And they're exposing all the garbage that's been killing us. And they're taking down all those doctors that have killed people for money. They were just paid assassins. I mean, when you really think about it, they were paid assassins. They did it for money. Why? Well, the love of money is the root of what? All evil. So, you know, when there are people do things for money instead of doing things that are right, you know that evil is influencing them, isn't it? Amen? So this is where it's important that we warfare, spiritual warfare. Without warfaring in the spirit, nothing can happen. God is waiting for his people to really rise up and pray, pull out the Holy Ghost bazooka, and kick some butt, cut the heads of the serpents off, destroy their locations and operations. We are called to battle spiritually, to expose what is unseen to become seen. There's a great gathering, and we don't want to miss the great gathering, do we? And be caught up in deception. So, Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for gathering us together today. In this small little group that gathers together, but your presence and power are so true and real. And your word doesn't return void. So, Lord, thank you. Thank you very much. So protect the seed and prepare our hearts for communion in Jesus' name. Anybody said amen?